7:07 on a Tuesday, waking up to a beautiful morning. Clear sky, 52 degrees. Welcome to it. My name's Dablo, hanging around till 10 o'clock. And by the sound of the music, American Farmer can only mean one thing. Talking with our good friends from Wilkin Soil and Water, Kim Melton, in this morning. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I always love it when you come in. You kind of class the place up.
Why, thank you.
Hey, you've been busy. You said, too, you've been on the tractor. You've been doing the harvest thing here.
I have, yes. Okay. Been a lot of tractor time this last week.
Going good?
It is, yep. Good. So far, I mean, no rain delays, so that I think it makes the season seem like it's going so long, but usually we get like a two-day rain and it shuts you down, but man, this year harvest started early and it's just been rolling.
And you're happy with the weather?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
You're welcome. I always take credit when the weather's
thank
good.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, we are here today to talk about cover crops. And before we went on the air, you said, too, you go, I just love what I'm seeing here. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, you know, Wilkin County is making their mark on the map, Bill. We started a cover crop program a couple years ago, and we had 700 acres enroll in it. And right now we're covering just over 6,000. I think we hit the 6,100 mark last week, and guys are still signing up, and it just amazes me. But I think the farmers that we got here in the valley, they see the need, and they realize, you know what, my most valuable soil is right there on the top. And when that blows away and ends up in the ditch, that is a negative effect for me. I mean, they pay a good chunk of money for that land, and they need it productive. And so when they see that resource concern, they're losing that soil, they're starting to think, you know what, we need some changes. And I think it's hard. I've talked to guys in North Dakota that, you know, they're like, nope, cover crops aren't in my area. You don't see it. And so they don't want to try it. Now that the cover crops have kind of been taken off in our area, people are seeing it. People are saying, how can I do it? How can I get this into my rotation? They're seeing the benefit that the neighbors are getting from it, and then they're trying it themselves. And so it is just, it's taken off. And hats off to these guys here in Wilkin County, because they're making it work.
Right.
And they're seeing the benefit.
Kim, do you see this as becoming the standard? I mean, the longer this goes on, is this going to be more widespread, more and more farmers going to be doing this?
I think so, Bill. I think it'll just go up the valley. And I think people will see how easy it is to work it into their rotation. Like, I got guys that call and they say, well, it's too late, right? No, we've got species to work with that go into winter. We have until November 1 to get some of these down. And if we have a nice fall like we did last year, that'll keep growing into December. I mean, until we get a good, hard, dying frost to kick this back, it'll take off and it'll keep going, and they'll get the benefit because the soil wants the cover. It wants that living root, and people are seeing the increase in bushels. Just on our demo site, we've seen the increase in bushels with cover crop versus no cover crop. And so it's definitely there, and it's soil health is a big part of plant health. And if you're going to grow a nice crop and see the bushels you want, you got to have that soil health built up too.
So specifically, this is farmers just taking a really close look at this and going, okay, this makes sense to me.
Yes, absolutely. So many shop visits this year. I'm in the 80s for contracts.
Wow.
I mean, for shop visits and sitting down and saying, what's your rotation and how can this fit into your rotation? And hey, let's do this. You want to do fall fertilizer? That's just fine. Let's do fall fertilizer in October. And then let's get some rye down or some winter camelina, or we'll pick a winter species and let's throw 20 pounds down. You know, you don't want to do the full 50 or 40. Well, let's do enough that it gets you comfortable with it. There's many benefits, and some of the things that I should throw in here that some of the farmers are doing right now with cover crop, like they're using it as their nurse crop for next year. So we have a lot of things with like sugar beets that could use a nurse crop, or soybeans, breaking those pest cycles, because we have those in the soil from like corn on corn or corn bean. You get pests in the soil that tend to wreak havoc on root systems. A huge one, the number one reason that I hear for using cover crop right now is preventing the wind erosion in the fall.
Right.
We need cover. We've got sugar beets. We're going to have sugar beets. They're not going away. So we need to get something. We need to get a method down to help cover that ground and keep it covered. We've got a couple guys grazing up north. We've got the fallow syndrome, and then building up soil health on declining soils. I got guys that still, you know what, I got compaction problems, and what's the best way to deal with that? And so they pick it up, and then you end up talking to them next year, and then you talk to them next year, and it's something they get comfortable with, and I just love seeing it.
I was going to ask you that. Are they as passionate as you are when they go through this process and have you kind of walk them through it?
I don't know if they're as excited about it. They're more hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to General Mills and Cargill, the greater MSRP, we have got some funding. And I think that really helps that, hey, let me pay you $34 an acre. That's going to cost you $6 for the seed, maybe $8 to fly it on. But I was like, we're help covering costs and then taking away some of that risk because they don't know what that's going to look like in the spring and they're nervous about it. So being able to have that resource and say, hey, you know what? It's going to be fine and it's going to turn out good because I've seen guys do it like this and we've done this before. And it's kind of, I think it's helping the mentality in the county just kind of pick this up and be more comfortable with it. People are seeing their neighbors using it. And so it's becoming a trend.
And it takes a little patience.
It does.
You do it. This is a process, not an event.
Yes. You know, and Mother Nature plays a big role.
Right.
Are you going to get a shot of rain after you put the seed down or not? You know, and it's okay if we don't. We tried. Mm-hmm. The seed's just going to sit there. But
wow, great information. So people want to know more about cover crops, and I'm sure they will after listening to this. Who can they contact over there at your office?
Yeah, contact me or anyone else over there. John Quass is very, very informational, too, when it comes to cover crop. And so give us a call. And I know a lot of guys got my cell phone and because I'm in the tractor this time of year, but we have no problem meeting with you. Or if we can catch the next rainy day,
right.
I have no problem coming out and just talking some scenarios and seeing how that would work for you.
Awesome. Kim, always great to have you in here. You have a great and safe harvest, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
We'll talk soon. Kim Melton, Wilkins Soil and Water, 713 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
The Voice of the Valley.
It's like the sun.